Right now I'm speaking with Reg Modlin, who is the Director of Environmental Affairs for Daimler Chrysler, and we're in St. Louis and on the verge of a rather major announcement regarding a Dodge Ram. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that, Reg?
Sure. The Dodge Ram, diesel-powered, it's Cummins diesel produced in the St. Louis assembly plant. Our announcement today is that we are going to use factory fill biodiesel B5 for the Cummins-equipped Dodge Rams. This is big news for us. We want to have our diesel products seen as being environmentally responsible products, which they are, meeting the air quality standards that they need to for any particular year. And we also learned over time that the customers and the public are taking a great interest in renewable fuels. We see a great opportunity here for expanding a role for the manufacturers to get the word out that biofuels are a great thing. So the factory fill with B5 is, we think, pretty big news.
Now, as far as biodiesel is concerned, how is that good for the environment?
We think that produced in the right ways, bio products, any renewable fuels, can be good by reducing greenhouse gases, by actually helping to reduce emissions overall, taken as a life cycle. And in some cases, in like biodiesels, for example, the natural lubricity of the product does actually help us with some of the engine maintenance. So we think it's an all-round win for our customer.
Generally speaking, Americans tend to think of diesel vehicles themselves as really not being very environmental because you think of the black smoke and that kind of thing. How is the Dodge Ram different in that respect?
We find this to be one of the most amazing stories. We have almost two human generations of looking at the black smoke, and when, in fact, maybe for the last 10, 15 years, diesel products actually have been quite good in performance. The black smoke is really a thing of the past, but what people are seeing are really very old products that are still on the road. That's the one advantage of diesel is its longevity. But we need to get that image cleaned up. The current diesels are really quite refined products. We look at this from an industry standpoint. We call these advanced diesels. Just trying to put a little bit different spin on it, because if people get a chance to ride in these vehicles, they find that the performance is wonderful. Don't even know that you're in a diesel product anymore. They're quiet. The old odor of diesel fuel is really the thing of the past, at least from in the standpoint of running the vehicle. So from a performance standpoint and a product feature standpoint, its ability to do real work, and also fuel economy. 25-30% improvement of fuel economy, we think, is a pretty big marker for customers to look at. So what we're looking at is trying to get customers to pay attention to these new advanced diesel products. They'll find that they're fun to drive, they're clean, and they give them great performance.
Now, as Director of Environmental Affairs for Chrysler, why is that so important right now in the automobile industry to be focused on the environmental aspects of vehicles?
Our corporate objective is to take the vehicle out of the environmental equation. That's a big, big challenge because right now we are so much part of it with a transportation sector using up about half to two-thirds of the oil-produced fuel. That's a big issue. But for our customers, for the country to wean itself from dependency on oil, we think is the way we have to actually work. And all of our products and developments are moving towards that goal. Ultimately, we see hydrogen power with hydrogen produced renewably, powering up fuel cell vehicles as being a way to get the tailpipe emissions completely out of the picture. But that's a ways off. To get there, we have to go through some steps, and one of them we see is introduction of renewable fuels such as biodiesel.
Thank you very much. That's Reg Modlin, who's Director of Environmental Affairs for Daimler Chrysler. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.